Well, it's 5:27 South African time on this beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha. Yes, it's the 13th of Muharram, 1445. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. If you do want to pose any questions, please do feel free. International overseas listeners, +2 784 786 3132. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected teacher, Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafizahullah. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Surah Qasas, and verse number 14. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam is not accepting the milk from any lady. Then his sister went and told them that I know a family, they will take care of him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and the lady there will then breastfeed him as well, and so forth. So now Nabi Musa alayhi salam is being breastfed there by his mother, biological mother, and then after that goes to the presidential royal palace, and then they play with him and so forth and so on. So one day, while he was sitting there in the lap of the Pharaoh, he gave Pharaoh one good smack and one good slap as well. He shook him up. So the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator, was furious and he wanted to kill him. So she intervened, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu anha, and said, "He's just a child. And what is wrong with you?" So to placate him and pacify and console him, then she took, remember, some diamonds and rubies and what have you, put that one side, and took ember, hot coal, and placed it in front of him. So he, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, was going towards the diamonds and rubies, but then Almighty Allah wants to save and rescue him. So then he touched the coal and the red ember and hot coal, and then remember with his finger, he just, you know, tipped his tongue, and that is what led to his stammering, stuttering in his speech, and thereafter he used to read chapter 20, verses 25, 26, 27, 28, رَبِّ شَرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِلْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُ الْعُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. O Almighty Allah, open my bosom for me, make my mission and my brief and my task easy for me. O beloved Allah, remove the knots in my tongue so people can understand me. Now he's growing up there in the presidential royal palace. Thereafter what happens? Walam, chapter number 28 and verse 14. Walamma balagha ashuddahu, and when he reaches ashuddahu, the prime of his life, that is between 18 and 30 years old. So now he reaches that wastawa, and now he established himself very well there. So Almighty Allah then blesses him. Adeinahu hukman wa ilma. Almighty Allah grants him the knowledge and wisdom and all that the laws and verdicts. Almighty Allah blessed him. You must remember what? Nubuwat, that Almighty Allah sent revelation to him. Not the Torah. The Torah was only granted, conferred to him, ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So we don't say in all cases, but we will say in majority cases, Almighty Allah grants prophethood, revelation to the respective prophets and messengers who are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people at the age of 40. That is in most instances. Otherwise, you take Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, very, very young, tender age, he received wahi, revelation. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam also, before 40 years old. So we will say in most instances and not in all cases. So ataynahu hukma wa ilma wa kadhalika najzil muhsinin, and similarly this is how we reward those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. Any action you want it to be accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, then, and you want the reward in this world and hereafter, then the person must have Iman, Islam, true faith, true conviction. Second one, there must be ikhlas and sincerity. For the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, the action must be done. And then number three, it must be done in a manner, method, shown to us by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fajr time has entered now. So if a person now performs Fajr Salat, we read two sunnat mu'akkada and then two rakats, two units, compulsory. A person goes and read one or three. So obviously it will be rejected. So that is our deen of Islam. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Similarly, we, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. Nobody can reward you. Only Almighty Allah rewards us. Wherever Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty, it's a challenge to everybody, everything in the universe. Can you do that? Nay. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابَا. You can never ever create anybody, anything. Nuhyi wa numit, we give life alone, we give death alone. The greatest scientist, the greatest professor, doctor, go ask him, go ask the whole group. Tell us about the ruh, about the soul, about the spirit. Till today, they cannot explain to you. So many million, billion things they can't explain. They will tell you it's a mystery. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's give you the local, national, international and global news. We start with a very, very sad incident again. Inna lillahi wa inna li raji'un. Again now, for the third time, the Quran was burnt there in Sweden, and this is outside the Swedish parliament. Now, what does the Muslim countries do, Arab countries, OIC, Organization of Islamic Cooperation? They say, no, you must change your laws in Denmark and Sweden. You see, the truth of the matter is this. The Muslim countries, 99% of them are hopeless, useless, good for nothing, impotent. For Islam, they won't do much. They will do very little. This also is just to show their public that we are doing something. So if they had Iman and Islam, every Saudi, every Swedish ambassador, every Swedish embassy should be closed, and all their ambassadors and all of them pick up, give them 24, 48 hours, you get out from our country, and then see the popper will dance, will things change or not. But you need Iman, you need faith, you need conviction to do that. So hopeless, useless, impotent, the Muslim Arab countries, that the Quran Sharif, these people are making it a joke, you must remember that, and you are there saying, no, we condemn it, and they must change their laws. Why you can't take action? Hopeless, useless. Confidence in the U.S. Army and military is at a 2-decade low. 2023, 2001, 2002, they invaded that side there, Afghanistan, and now they got the thrashing of their lives and so forth. So the morale is gone, finished. They realize that their leaders are hopeless, what commander-in-chief they are, when they themselves are wearing nappies and so forth. We can't use the words, remember, swear words and abusive words and indecent language that Trump used for Biden and so forth. Pakistan, big problems there. This year alone, listen to me now, today is the 1st of August. So it means in the past 7 months, 13,000 Pakistanis left Pakistan, traveled to Libya, some traveled to Egypt, and from there they went away to Europe and so forth, legally, illegally, what they worry. When we were studying there, you must remember in Karachi, in Pakistan, in the 70s, they used to run amok with the Saudi embassy. They used to say, Umrah visa lelo, Umar barraho. That you just take out the Umrah visa, the minor pilgrimage, and you stay your whole life there in Saudi. So to go from here to there and so forth. So same thing they're doing now. So 10,000 of them, the Pakistani government don't know where they are, whether they are in Europe or whether they are in another country and so forth. Iran and Saudis have started agreeing on one thing, and that is, yes, this weekend talks must be held in Jeddah regarding Ukraine and so forth and so on, but Russia will not be attending and they're not invited. So if you ask me, Putin is playing them. You must remember that. He says, Saudis, you better listen to me. Iran, you better listen to me. Let us build our own and host this conference and so forth, and then you tell them the 1, 2, 3, these are the options, and then you don't like it, we will continue bombing Kiev and all your other towns and cities in, you must remember, Ukraine. So that is my assessment on that issue there. But Iran also wants Saudi. You're talking with Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime, then between us, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, there will be huge problems. So on that score, Iran got more sense than Saudis. Both are haramis, both are shaitans, but remember that Iran got more sense than Saudis on that issue. You jutlas, haramis, listen, there's a history to be made there. First time in the history of Israel, 75 years, 15 judges will be hearing a case. It will be on September the 12th, and to see whether all this judicial reform, which Bibi, the war criminal, and Ben Gvir, the donkey, the terrorist, and Smotrich, the other war criminal, they passed and so forth, that can they overturn it and so forth. So never ever in Israel's history did 15 judges sit and to decide and pass a verdict on a particular matter. So that will happen in September. You see, Jutlas, you're are dying, you must remember that. People are fed up of you. Jewish Museum of London closes after 13 years. Jewish Museum in London closes after 13 years. Listen to all these Israelis, politicians, haramis, terrorists, and Hitler's children. This is everything in the Haaretz newspaper. The Knesset, that is the Israeli parliament, spent $100,000 for 4 coffee machines. So it means one coffee machine cost them $25,000. And who's paying? The Jutlas are not paying, the politicians, the taxpayer, the Israeli is paying, the Jutla is paying. You see how Allah curses them. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. The Jutlas, the Harami said, Allah Ta'ala's hands are fastened, he's very stingy, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah said, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Their hands are fastened and they are stingy. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And they are cursed for what they said. That is not a chosen nation, it's a cursed nation. So now, very nice, they will have 5 times, 10 times a day coffee in the Knesset and Nani Ka Fatiha. You know in our language what they say. Nani Ka Fatiha. What must we worry about? We're not paying for it. The taxpayer is paying for it. $100,000 for 4 coffee machines. I thought South Africa is corrupted. Looks like the Jutlas are also very corrupted there. that in Egypt there in Sinai, four people got killed. And remember Paul McKenzie and 41 others were alive. They are all charged for murder in Kenya. And they told the people, you must starve, starve, starve to death and you will meet Jesus. I wonder who they met. Maybe they met Lucifer. So Satan and Lucifer, 421 people died. And that is what's recorded. What is not recorded, they're still looking. So they will be charged for murder. Paul McKenzie, he was the leader of this corrupt cult. USA and Taliban are having direct talks. You heard properly, Craig and Ben, all of you. So, Barbara, USA and Taliban are having direct talks. What are the direct talks? That America says, no, you must rescind your decision regarding women cannot go to work at school and university and so forth. So Taliban say, okay, you are telling us, what about our millions and billions of dollars you have frozen and kept there in American banks? Where are you going to release all that? Is that not terrorism? Is that not economic terrorism and sabotage? It's our money and you freeze it and then you collect the interest on it? So you see, who are the super terrorists? Then they told them, the Taliban delegation, when you have iman, you don't fear anybody. That all the travel restrictions you have placed upon us, all must be lifted. And then we can talk and so forth. And they told them that what you could not do in 20 years, we did in 1 year. And the poppy seeds and all the drugs and heroin and all that, we have put a complete stop to it. So what can they say? You see, there is a greater reason why America haramis, they will never want to speak to you unless there is a motive, an ulterior motive, hidden agenda. So they Matlab Ali, you know Matlab Ali, they got hidden agenda, ulterior motive. They realize that oil is coming out there, and remember that they got so many other lithium is there and so forth. And the Taliban are cutting deals with China and so forth. Just now they'll start cutting deals with Russia and so forth. And we will get sidelined and marginalized. So now they want to soften their stance, you see, that let us have direct talks and this. So Taliban are too smart for them, and they know that they will make them go in circles. Now, yea, in Niger, you must remember, one of the poorest countries in Africa, that those countries there, they said, in 1 week, if the junta, the army, does not return power to the president, remember that, Mazou, so then there will be military action. But now Mali and Burkina Faso said, no military action. Now, you need to understand all these things here. Mali, Burkina Faso, told the French, told all these foreigners, those Americans, and whoever is advising, you get out from here before we put a bullet in you. They all had to run for their lives. So now you must remember, America, France applies pressure on the other countries there and make sure that Niger does not go in that direction where we, the French and Americans, will be kicked out and so forth. Well done, if you ask me. So any country where the Americans are, where the French are, and you kick them out, you're doing your own people a big favor, remember. These are haramis. That since World War II till now, more than 50 countries America invaded. France, the haramis, they invaded Algeria and occupied Algeria for 130 years. They occupied Tunisia for 75 years. You must know all these things when you speak. Local news, listen all you Jutlas, Christians, non-Muslims. Last night, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, 211 people embrace Islam. Hada min fadli Rabbi, hada rahmatum min Rabbi. It's only the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. We salute and thank our brother Ibrahim Anderson. May Almighty Allah reward the Capital Group, Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, because mashallah, Q&A, they all are on board, and thousands and millions of people have benefited in all these years. So So may Almighty Allah accept it, and Almighty Allah make us steadfast on Iman and Islam, and we die and pass away with Iman and Islam. Today, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Hamza Farooqi, I see, is a tall person. I met him now in Durban. So he will be interviewed by Mawla Zahid Khan today between 8:30 and 9. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2, Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, will be, remember, the tafsir of the Quran. Last item, all South Africans better go make Gwalisa. You know Gwalisa. Junaid Mutah, you better go fill up your tank. Remember that. From tomorrow, tonight, that is Tuesday night, midnight, the price increases. So go to their garages, filling stations, and just say Gwalisa. And they will fill your tank up, inshallah.
I see Haji Bwisi is having a good laugh with that. Somebody says, yeah, my question to Mufti Saab is the DA a Zionist racist party connected to Israel, Ustad?
100% there are three parties in South Africa that they are very, very well connected with Israel, and we challenge them publicly to say, all of them, that we challenge them in public, they must say Israel is an apartheid state, remember, which their own human rights have said, which President Carter has said, which Yuri Davis has said, which Norman Finkelstein has said, which you must remember Ilan Pappe and all of them, they wrote on all these type of things here. I didn't quote any Muslim there. So whether it is the DA, Democratic Alliance, or whether it is the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, or whether it is, you must remember, the PA, the Patriotic Alliance, they're all connected with Israel. So therefore, we say, as Muslims, you must never vote for these people. And I told you myself, I never ever voted for ANC and will never vote for them.
So tell me, why are Jehovah's Witnesses trying to trick people by preaching false Bible gospels and false doctrines? My name is John. Ustad.
John, let me tell you a nice anecdote. You know my life now, I think. I was 20 years in Newcastle, and I'm now here in Johannesburg, Lanesia, with the help and mercy of Allah, 23 years. This is my 23rd year. All with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. It was a Sunday. And there by my house in Newcastle, Sunday morning, 10, 11 o'clock. So I didn't have a bell there. People stole the bell, you know. So anyway, so they tapped my door. So I went there. I said, come inside. It was a male, female, non-Muslims. I said, come, no problem. I saw the Bible in their hand. So I said, before you all ask any questions, let me ask you. There's all the Jehovah's Witnesses camping there with their thumping Bibles. I said, you, brother, and you, sister, you came to my house and you all said you want to speak about justice. So justice is this, you give me the opportunity to shoot the first salvo, you see. I didn't use that word, but to ask the first question. I said, are you all married? They said, no. So I said, what justice is that? That the two of you are sitting in your car, you're walking from here to there. Do you think that behoves you? And how are you going to promote the Jehovah's Witness creed and so forth? Then I went to my Bible and I brought it for them. I said, this is Ezekiel and the two adulterous sisters. You must read it now loudly. And this was banned. You must remember, banned meaning that the census board said it is pornography. And the Sunday Tribune carried the article. And we thank Sheikh Ahmed Didat, rahimahullah, for exposing. They say, we'll come back to you. The story finished now. These are haramis, John. You must remember that. There's no Bible left today. They have got so many different versions of the Bible that the virgins are confused. And they themselves are also confused. Their fuses are blown. It's all a money-making gimmick. Go to any township, go to any place, and just see how many churches there are. And you know, messes are asses. So they can just fool them and so forth and all that. When I'm at the airport, you see, like now last week, I was there in Johannesburg, O.R. Tambo, then there in Durban, I had to fly back. So now I take my luggage to put on the scale. So they will start their stories, who packed the bag and what is inside. I say, Baba. If it's a male, I say, Baba. If it's a lady, I say, Mama. Let me tell you one thing. Minalo Fundis, I'm not Bishop Busheiri, you see. So then they start laughing, you understand. I say, go see inside what you want to see. Then they just put everything through and everything. So Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, all dying. You must remember that. The only way they can survive, by killing Muslims. They think they're going to adopt what the Pharaoh did, and they will then flourish. They don't know that it's counterproductive. More people become Muslim. And that is the system of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
I've got brother Ashraf Ustadi says that I got a job in Dubai and my wife got a job in Abu Dhabi. I'm planning to live in Abu Dhabi and travel to Dubai every day. Is it feasible, Mufti Saab? What are available options for an easy commute? Ustad, Ashraf.
For you and your wife to go to Dubai and Abu Dhabi is haram. You must remember that. First of all, you will get fed up of traveling. I've been to all these places several times. Why is haram for you to go? You can't practice Islam there. There's no Tabligh Jamaat there. Try and tell them the wine and swine they are selling there is haram, you must remember. Tell them the bikini beaches they got there right in front of the masjid. You must remember, I couldn't believe it. I went to read Salat there one day, and it was mud the summer, and the windows and everything are open. Open meaning there's no real curtains there, and the air cons are blowing and so forth. The window is closed, but there's no curtain. You can see from there straight inside, and you can see the ladies running around with bikinis and all these things here. They are the ones who are bootlicking, you must remember, Israel. It's haram for a Muslim person to go to such a place where you will have to compromise. I saw with my own eyes. One, two places is written, you cannot enter here in Dubai with a thobe, with a kurta and a white, whatever color and so. If you want to enter here, you must have suit and tie and so forth. You call these Muslims. MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. I'll only tell people to go for Umrah or Hajj and come back. And you can't practice Islam there. MBZ is Murtad and Harami out of the fall of Islam. Came to South Africa, brought 30 prostitutes there. So, and you want to go there? For what? Just for the money? So brother, Ashraf, your name means very, very honorable. Don't sell yourself for dollars. Don't become like the scholars for dollars. You know who they are. So don't be a fool and your marital life. Your wife will stay one place and your husband will stay one place. Story time, quick story. So when we traveled, so one day we were traveling from here to Durban or somewhere. So I was sitting with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Saab, you know. So I always try and sit next to him. Then we talk and we speak and ask questions and make one joke or something. So I told him, Hazrat, ye jaga jo hai, Ladysmith hai. You see, this is Ladysmith. Then I told him, Hazrat, ye jaga ka naam Harrismith hai. So he said, I always ask him, why what's the meaning of this? So what's the meaning of this? So I said, Hazrat, you see, that Ladysmith, the lady used to stay there. And then Harrismith, Harry used to stay there. And then that is why. So the one Molvi at the back, he said, Bilkul sahi hai, 100% correct. So Ladysmith, the lady said that whether they in Harrismith don't agree with me, it's too cold and so forth. So she decided to stay in Ladysmith and Harry started to stay in Harrismith and so forth. So you, Ashraf, you want to one stay in Dubai and one want to stay, you must remember, in Abu Dhabi. Are you all upside down or what? So just for money, just cancel all your contracts and tell them to go to hell. That is my advice to you.
I've got Sister Ranel. She says, morning AK, say if you were a member of the secret service, would you take a bullet for Trump? Ustad Ranel.
Why? I don't take bullet for anybody, because they're all junk status. All your American presidents, all your Israeli prime ministers are all war criminals in the past 50 years, 70 years of Israel, America. So for what we must take? Ranel, I want to teach you a lesson of life. You are a journalist. You know, if you go, I send this article out. Just you Google it, New York Times, maybe 30, 40, 50 years ago. So that person there, I forget his name, but you can just Google it, you will find it there. And I just sent it out 3-4 weeks ago. And he wrote there, you must remember that is we are the intellectual prostitutes. You see? Intellectual prostitutes. He says that we work in the media, but we have a boss, we have the editor. So we have to give the story as the boss wants it. We have to give the story as the editor wants it. So you, my sister, Renal, you're a journalist. You must stand for justice. You must stand for truth. Don't go and write a story in favor of the Israeli government because that is what your editor wants. You must read the articles of Gideon Levy, and you must use that articles and so forth. You must read the articles of Amira Hess and so forth, and then you can write stories and so forth. There's no such thing as taking a bullet. You must remember for what? For batil and falsehood. We say we can solve the thing with a ballot and not with a bullet. You see, my sister? But even that, they rig it and they are crooked. You know America, they say democracy. But if you take 2016 elections, and if it's one man, one vote, one woman, one vote, right? So who had more votes? You know Hillary had more votes, but who became president? Oh, Trump. So all crooked business, you must remember, my sister. So my advice to you, brother to sister, we are different religion, but you are my sister in humanity. So always stand for truth and always stand for justice, and don't talk all these things to take a bullet for any batil, for any falsehood. You must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what we say.
Listen to this one, Ustad. I'm a Christian priest. Can we have an open debate, myself, you, my Hebrew brother, and your so-called ambassador, Mr. Anderson? We're ready when you're ready. Please don't chicken out, Ustad.
Right, my first question to you, which Bible you believe in? So you must remember, because whenever I ask a Christian, everybody gives me a certain answer. So I'm asking you now that which Bible you believe in. Do you believe in the King James Version? Do you believe in the New International Version? Do you believe in the latest Bible that just came out and so forth? Which one? Question number one. To the Jutla question, is Israel an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, yes or no? Now you all come tomorrow and you answer me.
He says, I feel I just have wasted my time, Ustad.
You see, you want to speak? We speak the truth, brother. Our name is not AK-47. Our name is AK Hussein, and we got AK-255. Ayatul Kursi, and chapter 2, verse 255. So that is the most majestic verse in the Quran. I ask you a fair and square question. Now you tell me you waste your time. Now who is winning and who's losing? I'm asking you. You leave Ibrahim Anderson out. Deal with me. Dance all the popper dance. One question I ask you, which Bible you believe in? You know you don't have an authentic Bible. And every Jutla Harami knows this, that Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. It cannot survive for 1 month also without American support and European support. Remember that. And this Arab tenpoint dictators helping them. So therefore the Murtads and so forth. You want open debate? Finish. I finish you up in 1 second. That is the one right jab and a left hook.
Subhanallah. Brother Samir says, AK, why can India never be as great as Pakistan? Samir.
How can you ever compare idol worshippers with Muslims? Afaman kana mu'minan kaman kana fasiqa? La yastawun. Can you compare a Muslim with a non-Muslim? Even if the Muslim is so weak and so forth. So you must remember that if you study. Last night the lecture played. So you must remember Mufti Zarwali, Pakistan ki tarikh. Do you know how many million people lost their lives? Do you know how many scholars gave their lives? So Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani, Hazrat Mohana Zafar Ahmad Usmani, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, they all left India, their homeland, and they said, we want to establish Islam here in Pakistan, but Pakistan politicians corrupt to the core, and therefore till today, never has Islam been really implemented. So that is the failure of Pakistan. But any Muslim country is better than a non-Muslim country, even though the politicians are corrupted and so forth. We stop there. Next up will be our news with Brother Suleiman Esop.
Ustaz, then, Brother Anesh says, where do you get your answers from? Do you have a book in front of you. Rajesh Ustad.
No book beside the Quran Sharif, my brother. You fire up anything, the Quran only is in front. I don't lie. You know that, Anesh. So you want to ask me of Ganeshi? I will tell you Ganeshi is your elephant you believe in, you see. So that brother Ganesh was very shocked. Where you got your answer from? So Allah helps us, my brother. You see? So what you say? You're enjoying it, right? So this type of thing. Stay hooked to it, my brother. Okay, tomorrow, I want tomorrow today. You're already moving to tomorrow. So today, the news, 6 o'clock, and thereafter, you must remember, will be that Fajr Azan, and then Mawla Khalid, and all of you, Gwaliisa. Fill up your tanks, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.